529.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Time shall come, for men shall be. Why did it say men shall be? Why did it say the devil's going to get real busy? No, because he can't get busy unless men give him place. Because we are the gatekeepers. How you feel, how you think, all this stuff. See, that's why you can't be having all these bad days. Come on, tell somebody, you can do it. That's why we have to fight. We have to cast our care upon the Lord. If you can't handle something, if it's out of your control, give it to God. Stop grappling with it. Stop worrying. Tell somebody, stop worrying about it. That person, stop worrying about them. Pray for them. You know, your heart goes out, but stop worrying. Give them over to God and release your faith. Lord, help me to believe here. That centurion said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. I'm struggling here, but help my unbelief. It's so important because we are gatekeepers. And there are watchers too. You see in the book of Daniel, watchers. But those are not the host of heaven. Those are the fallen angels. And some of them are gatekeepers over different territories, because that territory has been given to them. They have many people there. They worship them. Just like when Paul went into Ephesus, the goddess Diana. And when Paul cast that woman, that demon out of that woman of divination, in uproar. The whole city was in an uproar. So this message, this lesson about kingdom law, understanding the laws in the kingdom realm so that we can abide by them, is very important. And it goes, again, as deep as your thought life. Amen. You know, those that refuse to believe and refuse to obey and stay in rebellion, God, there are many, I'm not saying in the church, but in the world, whom God has given over to a reprobate mind to work all uncleanness. He's given them over. So see how strong the mind is and how that's a gate. Your mouth is a gate. Your eyes are a gate. Your ears are a gate. Amen. Amen. That's why the word says, take heed what you hear. For with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. He that hath, to him shall more be given. He that has not, shall be taken away even that he thinks he has. Our mouth is a gate. Your tongue can set on fire or be set on fire and set on fire the nature of life, and it'll be set on fire of hell. In other words, you can release hell with your mouth. Amen. Somebody say amen real loud. Amen. That's why we can't suffer ourselves to be flippant and careless and always negative stuff and always evil and always critical. And you know, you are thwarting God's plan for your life. And yeah, sometimes your feeling is such where you want to say something. That's the time you really need to zip it up. All right, so we're talking about the salvation of the saints, the twofold salvation, the salvation first of all from sin. But then we want to talk about soteria, the salvation that extends from there into our current circumstances, and that salvation is deliverance, preservation, healing, and soundness from temporal evils. Not from eternal hellfire. We're already saved from that. But there are stuff you face every day that this soteria is a benefit that God, when Jesus died, he purchased it for us. He knew that we would remain here. He said, Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from evil. And he doesn't do that by osmosis. There's a method to what we might consider the madness. And there's a way that we can sojourn in the spirit realm. See, somebody that's rebellious or not acknowledging God, I'm talking about the God, all the other things are little g's. But there's one God. And people that traffic in these spirit dimensions without knowing the God are given over to the little gods. Amen. Deceived. Possessed. You know, when the angels fail, history, Flavius Josephus and many of the renowned historians of the church recorded something that before the flood of Noah's day, Adam forewarned that generation that it was coming. Prophetically, God had shown him. And the technology that they had, that they had gotten from the fallen angels, were written on tablets. This is history. And he was told to bury these tablets of stone. One made of stone and one made of something else, made of rock or something, but they were two different ones. They were two tablets, and they wrote all this technology on there, and they buried them. And it was discovered after the flood. This is how they understood how to build the Tower of Babel. See, the Tower of Babel, we know it as confusion, Babel. But the original word Babel or Babel means gate of the gods. You know, God confounded them, and so it's like Moses called it the Tower of Babel, confusion, mocking what they were trying to do, but it was the gate of the gods. This technology was uncovered again, and so they continued on because they worshiped them as gods. So you know, hopefully, and I pray that someday we can really get into this in one of our school classes in the School of Stature. They found actually in Babylon a generator, an ancient generator. Not Honda, it was ancient. Not a Honda, not a deer. A generator, ancient. Now imagine the technology that they had back then. Hammurabi had a library. It was burned, but it was known to have had the books with all this ancient stuff. And now a number of the other books, Jubilee, the Book of Enoch, these different books that were written down through, you know, ancient times, carry a lot of information. If you're like me, you know, you get excited about things like that. And the Holy Spirit will guide you as to, you know, connecting the dots. We want to take a look again at how we partner with the angels. Whether you know it or not, whether you've ever experienced it or not, whether you even have ever given it thought or not, angels are assigned to you. Amen. Wherever you are, you're a child of God, there are angels that are assigned to you that exist just outside of your conscience. You can hear their voice. Sometimes they'll speak to you. Sometimes it's Holy Spirit speaking. Sometimes it's an angel. Sometimes you get strong. It's sometimes the Holy Spirit that's strength. Sometimes it's an angel touching you. When Jesus was in Gethsemane, when he was at his weakest point, all his disciples had fallen asleep. After his last time praying, an angel appeared and strengthened him. And he rose up. and went to his disciples and said, "Rise, let us be going. Shall I not drink the cup that my Father's given to me?" And he had full resolve from that time till the death on the cross. Tell somebody, you can bind the devil and every demon spirit and every evil angel if you walk with God. You know, think about something a moment. The behavior of Peter, and all this will tie into what we're studying, the behavior of Peter. Peter took the Lord one day, and we know the story. Got excited, whirled the Lord around, took him, you know, I like to, I don't know if it's an exaggeration now, but took him, looked him in the face and said, "Lord, this will never happen to you," and I'm paraphrasing, "because I ain't going to let it happen." And the Lord looked Peter and I and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man." Now notice something. Peter said, "Lord, I'll die with you. I'll fight for you. I'll go to prison with you. I'll do it." And I believe Peter would have. But the Lord bound Satan. So even though Peter wanted to be with the Lord, he followed him afar off. He was following. See, he didn't have the understanding, so the Lord had to bind the devil that would have had Peter, you know, going crazy with his sword. That devil was bound. So Peter, look at it, Peter followed afar off. He wanted to, but that enemy that wanted to use him was bound because he didn't understand the plan. See, sometimes things aren't working or they don't get in order because you don't understand the plan. You don't understand the formation. In other words, you're out of formation. And you love God. You do everything that you're supposed to that you know of. You're not perfect, but you do it. But yet, you're following afar off. That's why we need to understand formations, supernatural formations, how to see John went into the judgment halls with him. Peter, the one that Jesus had to bind the devil in, or bind the devil off, he followed him afar off. And all the time he followed him afar off, he was saying, "I don't know. I don't know the man." You understand? So this is why we need to understand, let me say it this way, how to flow with God. How to move in spirit dimensions. Because see, if you get up in there, people get up in there without knowing God, it's messed up. It's messed up. They become a tool of the devil. Peter got into a place he didn't belong in, and Jesus bound that devil. Said, "No, you won't use Peter like this." And so as robust as much as Peter loved God and would have fought for God, you saw he cut the guy's ear, all right. For more information, call 772-465-0046.